Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Tens of thousands of video game fans are in Boston for the convention known as PAX East. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center checking out the latest gaming technology.
PAX East is far from the only video game convention in the country, but it might be the one with the highest fan-to-video game company ratio. Fans like 22-year-old Dan Morgan. He came here along with other members of the Technology Club at Farmingdale State College in New York.
We're having a blast. Everybody's here having a good time. We meet up, do some things together, do our own thing. The atmosphere is also a huge part of it.
Morgan paid $65 for a pass to all 3 days of the convention, which started today.
It's not just video games, it's video games and technology. There's serious topics at the panels, there's discussions. There's a lot that goes on here, old school and new school.
Morgan is waiting in line to try out a brand new unreleased edition of a video game called Guild Wars Heart of Thorns. Scott McGuff is the game's narrative designer.
Loosely translated, I'm the story guy.
That means he figures out what the story is, who the characters are, and the different ways that gamers can navigate the fictional world McGuff's team has created.
The unified army of our world, Tyria, has gone in to confront the jungle dragon. And as they sailed their fleet of airships in, the jungle dragon pounced and wiped them all out. It was also revealed during that the Silvari race is connected to Morgrimoth. So there's a big question of, are they trustworthy? Can we rely on them?
And that's just the beginning. For McGuff, PAX East is a chance to be a little bit of a hero himself, to connect directly with passionate fans and super users who adore the Guild Wars series. McGuff works for Washington State-based game company ArenaNet. It chose to debut its newest edition of the video game at this convention here in Boston.
To anybody interested in signing up for the co-op tournament, we are still taking sign-ups.
PAX East also stages live, narrated competitions between teams of gamers.
Even though we're going off Sword Spree now, though.
That's a rare medal.
That is a rare medal. You never really get to keep it for long, but there you go, gain the lead. You heard it through the mic, guys. They're actually racking up the time.
There will be enough room for everybody here to get in the magic line if you come back in 15 minutes. I promise.
Upstairs from the exhibition floor, hundreds of people line up to get into the conference sessions where they can ask questions of gamers who are internet stars. One of the people in line is from New Jersey. Her name's Samantha Abramovitz, but she's dressed up like someone else.
Lisa Garland from Silent Hill, the game, not the movie.
Abramovitz is wearing a nurse's costume. As a woman, she's outnumbered here about 10 to 1. But she says she feels right at home with other video game fans who understand.
A chance to be yourself as opposed to like just keeping it to yourself or people being like, oh, that's a weird hobby. Or it's like it's just to be among like-minded fans.
Organizers of PAX East won't say exactly how many tens of thousands of conference goers are here. But when passes went on sale, all of the badges sold out within minutes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center.